here on Candleland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
Final in this 3A regional baseball at Marysville. Welcome back with studio engineer Colin Feldkamp. I'm Justin Fluke. Jeff West and Royal Valley both victorious earlier today, now set to meet for the third time this season. The Big Seven League foes collide as they did in late April. Royal Valley getting a 5-4 win and a 10-0 win over Jeff West on that date, and now they meet with their season on the line. Blues are done for the year. The winner will come back here to Marysville on Wednesday night for a 5 p.m. regional championship. Jeff West now 11 wins and 6 losses. They beat Hiawatha earlier today, 3-1. Royal Valley now 14-6. They just defeated Marysville 10-0 in 6 innings. We're set for baseball. Jeff West, the visitors, is the number 4 seed. At the plate, and the first pitch is high from Preston Golden of Royal Valley to Connor Reich of Jeff West for ball number 1. Jeff West top 3 are freshman Connor Reich, senior Caden Stones, and senior Devin Watkins. Pitch in there for a strike, it's 1-1. Middle third of the order for the Tigers, third baseman Gage Galley, then second baseman Dalton Batman, hitting six, to catcher Brody Boyer. Pitch to the bottom third in a moment, Golden's 1-1 pitch. A little bit high and outside for ball 2. So the lower third for Jeff West will have Aiden Keating, the designated hitter. Then first baseman Eli Roberts gets the starts here in this game. And batting ninth, the center fielder Cole Gilbert. That's the Jeff West lineup for Coach Dan Hypes. And a pitch across the outside corner called strike 2 to Connor Reich, who earlier today against Hiawatha was 1-for-3 with a run scored in that leadoff spot as the only freshman starter for Jeff West. Pitch barely high, and the count worked full to 3-2. Preston Golden, right-handed pitcher for the Panthers, and Coach Kenny Swart. And he misses low, so a leadoff walk, 6 pitches, and Reich works the count full and then takes his base, and that'll bring up Caden Stones. The battery mate for Preston Golden is Brady Klotz, who pitched much of the first game for Royal Valley, now playing catcher. Cooper Doherty at third, Kendon Wagg at shortstop, Ethan Nooner at second, Jace Wagg is at first. This pitch outside to Caden Stones for ball 1. The outfield for Royal Valley has Aiden McKenzie getting the start, the sophomore in left field. In center, it is Parker Long, and in right field, Rio Miller. Golden from the stretch, 1-0 pitch, foul back and out of play. Ball and a strike to Caden Stones, who was 2-for-2 with a run scored and an RBI. And Stones also pitched 2 innings and got the win for Jeff West earlier today, not allowing any runs and just 1 hit while striking out 4 batters. So Stones very good earlier today in that opening win over Hiawatha. Golden checks the runner at first, being held on, pitches high, and it's ball 2-1. Devin Watkins awaits next for the Tigers. And the winner will play Wednesday, 5 p.m. here for the 3A regional title and advance to the state tournament. Pitch belted through the hole in the left side and the left center field around second. Reich heading for third. He'll stop there and into second base is Caden Stones with a double. So a great start for Jeff West after winning earlier today, setting around for a couple hours here in Marysville. And now in the semifinal, a leadoff walk followed by a double. And the Tigers have runners at second and third with nobody out here in the top of inning number 1. Devin Watkins to the plate. 0-for-2 was hit by a pitch in the win against Hiawatha. Another senior for Jeff West. And he takes in there at the knees for a called strike 1. Tigers came into the regional, as we mentioned, with a team batting average of .332. Watkins 3.48 average up there in the top half. And a strike again here quickly makes it 0-2. This is the pitcher-pitcher matchup. A couple of right-handers. Preston Golden deals to Devin Watkins for Jeff West. Swing and a miss. And Golden gets a big strikeout there for the first out of this contest. So he fans Watkins with high heat on 3 pitches. And there's 1 out for Gage Galley, the third baseman for Jeff West. Gage was 1-for-3 with an RBI hit earlier today. Pops this one back behind us and foul. Nothing and one. Dalton Appen would be next. Golden tries to settle in. Pearl Valley playing back-to-back games, so just kind of like your typical doubleheader. This pitch fouled on the left side and out of play, and it's nothing and two. Kelly, the sophomore for Jeff West, who led Hiawatha 1-0 after one inning and then scored two in the fifth to get the 3-1 victory earlier today. Now the 0-2 from Golden. A little bit high. One ball, two strikes. But a fourth underclassman in the lineup starting for Jeff West here in this game. They have four seniors starting as well, just a couple juniors. And another foul back behind us. Count holds at one ball, two strikes to Gage Galley. Leadoff walk and then a double. The Tigers have two in scoring position here. Lost to Royal Valley by just a run, 5-4. And lost 10-0 in the second game in their league doubleheader this year. There's a fly ball. Could be trouble. Slicing away from long to center fielder. He gets over, makes the catch. Both runners going to tag, and they will do so safely as Connor Wright comes home and Caden Stones goes to third, and the Tigers lead it 1-0 here in the first inning. So sac fly and RBI. As Galley produces with the deep fly ball there to center field. Two outs now in the inning and a runner at third for Dalton Batman. Junior second baseman, the starting pitcher game one. He swings and misses strike one. Batman pitched the first three innings, giving up a run on four hits before Stones got him out of trouble after he had loaded the bases. Pitch down for ball one. That was Hiawatha's best chance. Had the bases loaded and nobody out in the fourth inning of that game and only got one run on a sac fly before Stones got a couple big strikeouts. The 1-1 pitch from Golden is a little bit off the outside part of the plate. It's now two balls and a strike. One run is in. Pitch fouled straight to the backstop. Two balls, two strikes. Brody Boyer would be next. He's got his shin guards on there in the on-deck circle. Pitch just misses, so now we're full here at 3-2. A lot of pitches, 23 of them already thrown by Preston Golden here in the first inning of work for Royal Valley. Payoff is high. So Golden has walked two, a double and a sac fly, and they're sandwiching a strikeout, and there's two on with two outs. It's Brody Boyer will take off the shin guards and become the sixth different batter to come to the plate for the Tigers here in the top of the first inning. Boyer, another sophomore, Golden back to the stretch, which is low. That one's staying planted at first base, and Caden Stones over at third. Jeff West takes the early lead here in this semifinal contest. Big swing there, no contact by Boyer. It's 1-1. There's a hard hit ball and a fair ball up the third baseline. Boy, a rocket that rolls way into foul territory into the corner. And another double for the Tigers, an RBI for Brody Boyer. He brings in a run on a 1-1 pitch with two outs and delivers just barely inside the third baseline. Well hit there by Boyer to make it 2-0 in favor of Jeff West. Now a courtesy runner for the Tigers as they'll get Boyer back to the dugout and set to get the catching gear back on. Runners at second and third with two outs with a designated hitter, Aiden Keating. That pinch runner, by the way, is Sam Brockstrom. Keating swings and misses. Seventh batter of the inning. Keating was 0-for-2 with a sacrifice bunt earlier today. Swing and a miss, and he quickly digs himself into an 0-2 hole. Batman at third. Boyer, well, the courtesy runner, Brockstrom, and now at second. Here's the 0-2 from Golden. That's a little bit low. One ball and two strikes. Eli Roberts would be next. Aggressive start here for Jeff West. Taking advantage of two walks by Preston Golden, and he misses high here to push the count 2-2. Keating is batting as the DH. Euler in left field will not bat in this game. And a fly ball to center field. Long moves over. Gets there, sets underneath it, and makes the catch. The side retired, but the damage done. Jeff West scores two runs on two hits, plus a couple walks and two men left on base. It's Jeff West 2 in Royal Valley coming up here from the 3A Regional Baseball Semifinal at Marysville on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Are you looking for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle with hometown service like none of the rest? Look no further than Foster Ford in Holton. We take pride in serving Northeast Kansas for over 50 years. If we don't have exactly what you're looking for, feel free to let us know so we can get it for you. Stop in and see for yourself why people choose us and return time and time again. We are located on Highway 75 in Holton. Just stop in and visit with Ray, Scott, Lonnie, or me, Jordan Foster, at Foster Ford in Holton today. You can also view all of our inventory online at fosterfordinc.com.
KNZA.
Welcome back to Feldhausen Field here in Marysville. The studio engineer Colin Feldkamp, Justin Flick back with you. Bottom of the first inning, here's the Royal Valley lineup. Kendon Wagg leading off, then Rio Miller and Brady Klotz bats third. Jace Wagg in the cleanup spot, followed by Preston Golden and Cooper Doherty hit sixth. Ethan Nooner will bat seventh, and Parker Long and Aiden McKenzie hitting ninth for the Panthers here in the semifinal. They're facing Devin Watkins, who delivers a first pitch in there for a called strike one. Devin Watkins is the fourth different pitcher used by Jeff West today. They used three in their win against Hiawatha, but nobody threw more than 60 pitches. Swing and a miss makes it nothing and two to Kendon Wegg, who against Marysville was 1-for-4 with the runs scored in the previous contest. Kendon, the shortstop for the Panthers again here in this game. And strike three call. He's down looking as the Tigers try to throw it around the horn, but instead throw the ball into left field. With a backwards K, good start for Devin Watkins and Jeff West, who leads 2-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. Rio Miller had a good game at the plate, 2-for-4 with 3 runs scored and 1 batted in. With 3 of the 10 runs for Royal Valley against Marysville. In right field for this game. And takes a strike on the inside corner. Right-handed pitcher, right-handed hitter. And a ground ball through on the right side. Past first base, Roberts, and a base hit for Rio Miller. So the Panthers quickly get their first base hit. Remember, they scored 3 runs on 4 hits in the first inning against Marysville and never looked back in that game. But down a couple runs here to Jeff West already. Brady Klotz looking for his first hit of the day. Was 0-for-4 at the plate against Marysville. Pitched to Jim, 12 strikeouts, and boy, he was swinging to hit one over the fence there. That swung right out of his shoes. It's nothing in one. Klotz, 12 strikeouts, didn't allow any runs in 4 2/3 innings. He was the starter, got the win for Royal Valley. Threw to first, but Rio is back safely. One on and one out. Evan Watkins with Boyer, the sophomore, again behind the plate for Jeff West in this game, as he was earlier today. One strike pitch. Hard hit foul, first base side, nothing in two to Klotz. Rest of the Jeff West defense has Galley at third, Stones at short, Batman at second, Roberts at first. In the outfield, it's Euler, Gilbert, and Reich from left to right field. 375 feet to the gaps here at Marysville, 343 down the lines at Feldhausen Field. New fence out there in center field, which is now more uniform. Still pretty deep, nearly 400 feet still almost to dead center field. Grass infield. And a pop foul out of play. So everything from home plate on back is in the shade, but all the other fielders, including the pitcher, are going to have to fight the sun for a little while longer here on this Monday evening. Klotz stays alive at nothing and two with Miller on first and one down. Panthers trail 2-0 as they bat for the first time in this game. The 0-2 from Watkins. Ground ball towards short. Stones has it, flips to second for one. Batman's relay is a stretch and in time. Somehow Roberts kept his foot on the base. A great hang and a 6-4-3 double play for the Tigers. Close play there at first and a great job by Roberts. So Klotz into a 6-4-3 double play. And that ends the first inning. Jeff West leads Royal Valley 2-0. We're back in a minute on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Now is a great time to tap into the equity in your home. Make your home work for you. Rates are historically low, and your opportunity to refinance your home loan is now. Use your cash to make a home improvement, consolidate debt, and get a better rate while doing it. GN Bank gives exceptional customer service, and your payment will always be made directly to us. We service your loan from start to finish. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Marysville. On to the second inning. Jeff West will have their number 8 and 9 batters facing at Preston Golden here in the top of the second. That'll be Eli Roberts, Cole Gilbert before returning to the top of the order. Tigers in the black topped unis with the red numerals and letters trimmed in white and white pants for Coach Dan Hypes' squad. Jeff West with 11 wins coming into this semifinal game, including a 3-1 victory against Hiawatha earlier today. Preston Golden had to throw 32 pitches in the first inning, facing seven batters, giving up two runs on two hits, plus a couple of walks. Several strung out at-bats by the Jeff West hitters. Great defensive play last inning to complete the double play with Eli Roberts stretching at first base. It'll be him that leads off the sophomore here for the Tigers in the second. So the early momentum certainly on the side of the number 4 seed in Jeff West. First pitch by Golden this inning is high ball one. One behind hitters. Little problem for PG in that first inning. From the windup, kicks that left leg high and misses outside with the second delivery. It's 2-0. Eli Roberts did not play in the Jeff West win over Hiawatha quarterfinal earlier today. It was first at bat, and he takes a strike. It's two balls and one strike. Royals starting a new series in Chicago. Royals and White Sox. Big swing and a miss, 2-2 after taking on the Rockies. Royals just getting underway against Chicago. By the way, Sabetha beat Donovan West 15-5 over in Sabetha. His pitch in the dirt, 3-2. So it was Riley County upsetting Nemaha Central in extra innings, 7-5. And then Sabetha beat Donovan West. So it's Sabetha and Riley County going on in the other semifinal game of this 3A baseball regional. High fly ball on the infield. Doherty at third makes the call underneath it and makes the catch. Kind of stumbles down a bit, but able to secure it in the glove for out number one. The one away for Cole Gilbert. Cole in center field batted ninth and was 0 for 2 with a sack bunt earlier today. Came in with a batting average of just .231, and he gets hit by the pitch. So two walks, and now the first hit batter allowed by Preston Golden. I'll give the Tigers the base runners. They head to the top of the lineup here, second time through. On the right, the freshman started it all last inning with a walk. Not 100% sure what happened, but it looks like Brady Klotz needing a little attention here. He's cleaning off his glasses, I guess. Sunglasses and getting those back on. Word of encouragement from first baseman Jace Wigg for Preston Golden. Now Jace will go over and hold on the runner Gilbert at first. With one out here in the top of the second inning. Pitch outside from Golden for ball one. So Sabetha, the number two seed, against the number six seed, Riley County. Big swing there, no contact. One and one, two right, the leadoff hitter for Jeff West. Holding back to the stretch, big lead at first, the pitch outside, 2-1. Gilbert has held on over there. Wind has picked up just a little. We didn't have much of a wind most of the afternoon. Maybe a 5-mile-an-hour wind. Now it's maybe 5 to 10, if that. Blowing in from left field. Here's the ball heading out to left field. And a diving miss by McKenzie in left field. The center fielder Long gets there and will throw to third. But sliding in safely is Cole Gilbert. And it's a single for Connor Reich. Put runners at the corners here with one out. As the Tigers stay aggressive on the offensive side. Caden Stone's the batter. He doubled his first time up. Got to be careful here. Might take a pitch, get the runners moved into scoring position. Let's see how Coach Hypes and the Tigers play it here. Golden from the stretch. Runners on the corners. Right, not going. And a pop-up behind home plate. Off with the mask. Klotz gives it a look, but out of play. Stone's having quite the day here in Marysville. As I said earlier in this game, he's 3-for-3 at the plate today. Plus the two great innings of pitching. Now the one strike, and it drops in there. Pretty good breaking ball from Golden. Is ahead of the count, 0-2. Devin Watkins will bat next. Mike hasn't shown any signs of moving from first. Still not going, and a check swing and called strike three. Caden Stone's down looking. First time he's been recorded out. Boy, that's huge with runners on the corners, because now that's out number two. Second strikeout recorded by Preston Golden. His first first strikeout was Devin Watkins, and that's who's going to bat now with two outs and runners at first and third. And a hard hit ball, that is a fair ball down the left field line. One run is in, right pedaling to third. He will stop there. And a two-out RBI hit. The pitcher, Devin Watkins, helping himself out. Tigers lead it 3-0 here in the top of the second. Gage Galley will be the batter at a sack fly RBI his first time up. So the hit batsman is the one that comes around to score. So two free passes given up have come around to score runs now against Preston Golden. And he misses high to Galley for ball one. Total of three free passes, two walks and a hit batter, but two of those guys have now come around to score. 3-0, Jeff West leading. Pitch a little bit low, 2-0 to Galley. Batman would be next. Connor Reich is at third base, and Devin Watkins is at second. Got a double out of that. And another base hit into left field through the shortstop and third. One run is in. Here comes Watkins around third. He's going to score. It is 5-0. Jeff West leading here in the top of the second. Two RBI for the cleanup hitter. Galley's now drove in three runs total in this game. And that will bring Royal Valley coach Kenny Swart out of the dugout. Boy, two runs on two hits in the first inning, and now three runs on three hits here in the second inning. After a little two-hour break for Jeff West, they have come out explosive offensively. Hitting the ball hard and putting points on the board. Five runs, five hits now for Jeff West. No runs on one hit for Royal Valley. Panthers, the top seed, have only batted one time and only had three batters to the plate. And they're in a big hole here. Couple big hits, three runs scoring this inning, all with two outs. RBI double by Watkins and a two-run single by Gage Galley. And now Dalton Bateman, who walked his first time up. Left-handed hitter. And there, the first pitch called strike one. They sent seven to the plate in the first inning. They've now batted seven here in the second inning. And a check swing pitch really went. It didn't matter. And it's 0-2. Still two outs, so this is the third batter to the plate with a couple outs here in the top of the second inning. Golden's next delivery is low. 1-2. Preston plays a lot of baseball, some traveling teams through the summer. That's his sport. Throws over to first. Nice hang by Chase Wagg over there. The throw almost got away from him. Diving back in safely was Galley. Pitch from Golden, check swing, and checked in time. That opportunity as the count evens at 2-2. Third meeting between these Big Seven League foes. Well, Valley won a doubleheader in late April. Another check swing, and that time he went in a strike three. So Golden gets his third strikeout and third out of the inning, but not before Jeff West scores three runs on three hits. No errors, one left on. We head to the bottom of the second. Jeff West leading 5-0 over Royal Valley here on KNZA.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and Wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters or Fran Wrights today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Welcome back. Justin Fluke with you. Bottom of the second inning. Jay Swag leading off for Royal Valley, their cleanup hitter. Panthers in a 5-0 hole. And back out there with some confidence as Devin Watkins gave up a one-out hit, but then got a double play from his defense to faced just three batters his first trip to the mound. Jay Swag will ground this one foul towards third, and the count is 1-1. Against Marysville, Chase was 3-for-3 with two runs scored and three batted in. 3-for-3 and a walk. Had a good day at the plate. See if the cleanup hitter can inspire a little confidence into the players in purple. And he sends one high, right side, back to first baseman Roberts, into foul territory now, makes the catch, and Jace is retired on a foul out to first. One away, Preston Golden, and then Cooper Doherty. In the bottom of the second for Royal Valley, the home team is the number one seed. Watkins, the right-hander. Maybe relax a little bit. Just come out, throw strikes. No pressure here up 5-0, especially with the way his defense has flashed some leather already. Pitches in the dirt to his counterpart, Preston Golden, for ball one. Preston Golden was 1-for-3, an RBI double earlier today. And he takes outside ahead in the count as Golden 2-0. From the windup, Watkins squeals, and a foul straight back, 2-1. O'Valley, 14-6 now on the season. Told you their play here lately is another foul out of the field, evens the count at 2-2. Royal Valley started the season 6-5 and haven't lost but one since. Here's a ball down left field. That's going to bounce in fair territory and roll for a ways. Preston Golden heading into second. That one rolled all the way to the fence, and they'll get it in to hold PG to a double, but he looks to the dugout, both hands up and out to his side saying, "All right, boys, come on, let's go. Season on the line. We're not ready to have it end here today," as the courtesy runner will come in. Park's going to come in and run for the pitcher, Golden, who gets a one-out double here for the Panthers. Eight and one in their last nine games, Royal Valley, including a win earlier today. But this is a little bigger hole than they've had to workout of. Cooper Doherty to the plate with one on second and one out. And the pitch is taken, a ball just a little bit low. Doherty two hits against Marysville. In that number six spot, Cooper had two hits, two RBIs, and scored a run as well. And he takes low again. It's 2-0 in Doherty's favor. Ethan Nooner next, and then Parker Long here in the home half of the second. Panthers down 5-0. Two hits now in the game, just the bottom of the second inning. Five runs on five hits for Jeff West. And the pitch a little low, so 3-0. Watkins working from the stretch now after giving up that double. If Doherty has a red light to take a pitch here on 3-0, he does, and it got the outside corner. Ooh, another one across the outside corner. I think Doherty thought that was ball number five. Thought it was ball four on the previous pitch and thought that one was outside as well, but probably won't look at another one coming across that outside part with the count full here at 3-2. Runner on second, one out. Big lead at second. Here's the payoff. And he chased it in the dirt. It's dropped by the catcher, but he'll throw to first, officially record the out. And there's two away here in the inning. A frustrating at bat for Doherty, who thought a couple pitches were likely ball four after getting ahead 3-0. And then in a little bit of frustration, swung at one that he shouldn't have in the dirt. And that's strikeout number two recorded by Devin Watkins. Two outs here in the bottom of the second. Now Ethan Nooner had the two-run single in the sixth. His only hit against Marysville. Next at bat ended it. And a walk-off 10-0 decision for Royal Valley. That pitch was a strike. 0-1 to Nooner. Watkins trying to work around the one-out double and protect a 5-0 lead. But Watkins, the senior for Jeff West, looks back to second. Runner not held on. Big lead for Parks. Courtesy runner. Pitch right over the plate. Taken for strike number two. Watkins trying to get out of a little trouble. Sends us to the third. And he missed inside at the breaking ball. 1-2 now. The count to Ethan Nooner. Nooner, a junior. Again, Royal Valley has only one underclassman in their starting lineup. That was Parks in the first game. It's McKenzie here in this next game, the semifinal. And this pitch is low and outside. Ball two. 2-2 to Nooner. Two outs, a runner at second. Just nine pitches in the first inning for Watkins. He's now at 27 total in this game. This pitch is grounded left side. It'll be played at third, a high hop for Galley. Got to make a strong throw, and does. Good stretch by Roberts again at first base. 5-3 on the putout. Nothing becomes of a one-out double by Preston Golden. Still a goose egg on the scoreboard for Royal Valley. Jeff West has scored five, and they'll come up here in the top of the third, leading by a nickel here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Part of the consumer lending that I offer is recreational loans.
That's Taryn Ray, consumer loan officer at the Farmer State Bank.
You can come in and see me for a pre-approval if you know you're shopping around. Just make it a little bit faster and a little bit easier. Come by and see me for your boat, camper, or ATV loan. At the Farmer State Bank.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back here to Feldhausen Field, Marysville, Kansas. Inning number three. Brody Boyer leads off for Jeff West. Takes outside for ball one. Tigers leading it 5-0. Preston Golden back on the bump. 55 pitches thrown already, and that went in for a strike. It's 1-1. Brody Boyer, an RBI double, his first time up. Aiden Keating and then Eli Roberts here in the third inning for the Tigers. Pitch in there for a called strike. Lower part of the zone makes it 1-2. Bolden's going to try to settle in. Pitch by the juniors. Grounded left side. Back to the shortstop. Long throw by Wag. And in time, they get the out. 6-3 on the punch out. That ball was not hit hard. Again, this infield grass, very nice, very plush, and it slows down the ball quite a bit if it bounces a few times on that infield grass. Looked like maybe the third baseman, Doherty, would jump in front, but couldn't quite get there, and it got to Wag deep in the hole, but he made the throw, and there's one away. Aiden Keating flied out to center field, his first at bat. Second time facing Golden. And this pitch is swung on and whiffed. Golden and the Panthers could use a quick inning defensively. Jeff West leading the second time through their order. And the ball sprayed foul up and over the first base. Jeff West dug out. Tigers 2 runs on 2 hits in the first, 3 runs on 3 hits in the second. They lead it 5-0. 0-2, Golden ahead in the count. The pitch to Keating, had a notion laid off. It's a little high, ball one. Golden Redding rocks and fires again. Breaking ball, right in there. Called strike 3. What great pitch there by Golden. That is his 4th strikeout of the game. 2 up and 2 down, it'll be Eli Roberts. He's played a good first base. He grounded out to 3rd, his only plate appearance here today. Number 8 hitter in the lineup for Jeff West in this semifinal 3A baseball matchup. Pitch high. Cole Gilbert would be next if Golden can't complete a quick 1-2-3 inning. Pop up behind home plate. Klotz off with the mask. Up against the fence, runs out of room, just a few feet over that fence behind home plate, which is a long ways from the home plate dish. A lot of foul territory up the left and right field lines, including open range warm-up pitching areas, mounds. 1-1 to Eli Roberts, sophomore, takes it at the top of the zone, it's 1-2. Roll Valley will have 8 and 9 hitters, Parker Long and Aiden McKenzie up in the bottom of the 3rd. Seeing their first at-bats of this game. Breaking ball stays high. 2-2 now from Golden. Roll Valley playing straight up. However, the corner outfielders are both kind of playing the line a little bit. I feel like the gaps are pretty darn big. A swing and a miss. It doesn't matter as Golden gets another strikeout. Fans Eli Roberts for a 1-2-3 inning. Keeps it a 5-0 game. Jeff West leading Royal Valley. Panthers up when we return in 1 minute here on FM 103.9 KMZA.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton. Holton Community Hospital would like to remind you to thank your local healthcare workers as they celebrate National Hospital Week. The staff at Holton Community Hospital works tirelessly to deliver compassionate, personalized care to our communities. They're honored to provide you with quality care close to home. Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine Clinics in Hoyt and Wetmore, recognizing and celebrating National Hospital Week. Visit them online at HoltonHospital.com to see the ways they can support you.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Feldhausen Field here in Marysville. Justin Fluke with you, along with studio engineer Colin Feldkamp. It's our 3rd game of a triple header here today on 103.9. Plenty more baseball and softball coming up this week for regionals. You can find our broadcast schedule online at mscsports.net. Parker Long leads off for Roll Valley here in the bottom of the 3rd. A Number 8 hitter facing Devin Watkins grounds the first pitch left side, gloved at third by Gowley, and sets and throws, and one away on one pitch. Long retired 5-3. Hot corner's been pretty busy here early in this game. And now the number 9 hitter, Aiden McKenzie for Royal Valley. He's not batted today, did not play in the win over Marysville, gets the start in left field. He is a sophomore. Well, that right-handed against Watkins, who's yielded just 2 hits so far, 1 in each of the first 2 innings. And a ground ball again to third. This one, Galley has a trouble and bobbles and won't be able to attempt to throw, and that's going to be an error. I think he was worried about maybe rushing it a bit. That ball wasn't hit that hard, slowed down through the infield grass, and then mishandled by Galley. So an E5 and a runner aboard for Royal Valley. Back to the top of their lineup with one on and one out. Here's Kendon Wegg, who struck out his first time up. Roberts will hold the runner on at first. Watkins back to the stretch. Fastball pitch again, third base side, but this one is a foul ball on the ground. It's nothing in one. Devin Watkins, 3-1 record, 3.32 ERA. Good high school numbers. Ball fouled there at the plate to put Kendon Wegg in an 0-2 hole. It's 2 strikeouts for Devin Watkins, but he's not given up a free pass yet in this game. That's been pretty big. There's the first. The first base coach jumping out of the way. Nice snag by Roberts over there, coming off the bag to field it. Kendon ready. 0-2 count. Watkins with the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. That is the third strikeout by Devin Watkins and the second out here in the inning. A 2 down with the runner at first for Rio Miller, who has one of just 2 hits for the Panthers in this game. Miller 3 hits total on the day. McKenzie staying fairly close at first base. Watkins pitches and misses outside and low for ball 1. Tomorrow we're planning softball, 2-1A softball at Riverside tomorrow. I believe it starts at 2 o'clock. There's a foul straight back, 1-1 now to Rio Miller. That is on sister station 93.7 KAIR. I'll be in Holton tomorrow. That's the plan for 4A regional softball, Holton and Hayden. That game won't start till about 5 p.m. We'll be on a little before 5 p.m. tomorrow here on KNZA for 4A regional softball. And more action coming up Wednesday. There's a little looper right to the third baseman caught by Galley as Rio Miller lines out to third, and that completes the inning. Jeff West still leading 5-0 over Royal Valley. We head to inning number 4. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough, and you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton offers advanced eye care with a hometown touch. See Drs. Nikki Mirpool, Leslie Gallagher, and Stacey Niehus for an appointment. Lifetime Eye Care is committed to technology advances with the highest level of patient care and service, all within a fun environment. Lifetime Eye Care, south side of the square in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
On to the fourth inning we go. Jeff West leading 5-0 over Royal Valley. We'll have their number 9 hitter, Cole Gilbert, leading off here against Preston Golden. And back to the top of the order a third time through. Tigers were retired in order. Golden worked a 1-2-3 third inning, getting a ground ball to short and then a couple strikeouts. Golden's retired five now on strikeouts, but three free passes allowed. A couple of those had come around to score. Just two hits for Royal Valley thus far. Five hits for the five runs for Jeff West. Cole Gilbert scored a run. He was hit by a pitch and came around back in inning number two. Pitch lifted out short right field. Back goes Nooner at second. Miller comes in, and neither one can get there. Center fielder Long was on the race as well. Lost his hat in the process. But a bloop single to start the fourth inning for Cole Gilbert and the Tigers. Just dropped in the perfect spot out there in no man's land where nobody could get it. Connor Reich, leadoff hitter. Walked and scored, singled and scored. He's got a couple of the runs and been on base twice already. Facing Golden now for a third time. Pitch outside corner called strike one. Pretty rich tradition. You know, and I think Dan Hypes has probably been at Jeff West for 20 or so years now coaching baseball as the head man. There's a bunt attempt, but it's fouled up the first base side, so nothing in two as Gilbert will go back to first. It's been one of the more consistent programs. I would say Jeff West baseball has probably won more Big Seven League titles than any other sport that Jeff West competes in athletically. I mean, girls basketball's had some really good postseason success, but I don't know about winning league titles. Here's a putt back to the pitcher. It dies, picked up by the catcher. Klotz throws high down the right field line. Around third is Cole Gilbert. They're going to slam the brakes. So runners are at second and third with nobody out on a bunt. Klotz airmailed the throw, but wait a minute. They're sending runners back to first and second. Coach Hypes wants an explanation. Did they call runner interference or something? I don't think the ball ever got out of play. And they do say out, so it must have been runner interference. So bunting was Connor Reich. He's going to be out. And all the way back to first base goes Cole Gilbert. So instead of runners at second and third with nobody out, the Tigers have one runner at first with one out. Had to be runner interference, right? Inside the line. Yeah, after that bunt that went a few feet in front of the plate, kind of died right there, picked up by Klotz. And so he was having to kind of look around and throw around or over the runner. And so that's why he was out and Gilbert sent back to first. So now the batter will be Caden Stones with one out here in the top of the fourth inning. Boy, that's a game changer. The Tigers have second and third and nobody out right now. This is looking a lot more bleak for Royal Valley, already trailing 5-0. Pitch from Golden misses low. It is 2-0 here to Caden Stones. Doubled and scored in the first, struck out in the second. There's a strike. 2-1 now. Golden over. Well, this will be a 75th pitch of the game coming up. Stones, strikeout. Only time he's been recorded out today in both games, and he flies this one foul. Long run for Jace Wigg at first, but it's out of play. And it's now even the count at 2-2. Devin Watkins on deck. Now the majority of the infield is in shade. Middle infielder is still kind of fighting the sun. There's a check swing. Runner going. Throw down. Not in time. So a stolen base, but a strikeout as Caden Stone swings and misses for out number two, but Cole Gilbert steals second base. So man at second with two down for Devin Watkins, who delivered a two-out RBI double his last time up. Now this middle infielder is still kind of fighting the sun just a bit. Golden pitches down the chute. That was a pretty good one for Watkins to watch go by. Nothing and one the count. 5-0, Jeff West leading. Pitch fouled straight back at 0-2. Panthers will have their 3, 4, and 5 hitters due up in the bottom of the fourth. Klotz, Wag, and Golden. Gonna have to get something going offensively here to stay a part of this game. Pitch lined and past the shortstop into left center. Around third, Cole Gilbert, the stolen base will pay off as he'll score. Second time in this game that Devin Watkins has delivered a two-out RBI hit. The pitcher really helping himself out, and the Jeff West Tigers lead it 6-0. And what could have been an even bigger inning now, shoulda, woulda, coulda, the not runner interference play on the bunt there by Connor Reich. Gage Galley having himself a day. He's got 3 RBIs, a 2-run single his last time up, and he takes a strike from Preston Golden. Sacrifice fly back in the first inning, but has twice hit it to the outfield today. Steps out, checks his wrist after the coach made a note. Now pops it foul behind us, and it's quickly 0-2. Sabetha and Riley County in the other semifinal. The winner of Sabetha-Riley County with that game on 92.1 KMZA and MSESports.net going on right now in Sabetha will play the winner of this game between Jeff West and Royal Valley. Ball bounces away from Klotz, the catcher, and into second goes Devin Watkins. A championship game again slated for Wednesday evening at 5 p.m. here at Marysville. White Sox strike first against the Royals, lead 1-0 as Chicago just scored against KC. There's strike 3 call. Down looking goes Gage Galley. That is strikeout number 7 recorded in this game for Preston Golden, with the Panthers needing to do work offensively. It is 6-0. Jeff West with the lead. We head to the bottom of the fourth here on KNZA.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville, I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send 2 trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
On to the bottom of the fourth inning we go. It'll be Klotz, Jace Wang, and Preston Golden to the plate here for the Panthers. Needing to find some offense, they have just 2 hits and no runs on the board. Brady Klotz into a 6-4-3 double play is only other at-bat. Only 36 pitches thrown through 3 innings for Devin Watkins. He's in great shape. Right-hander deals. First pitch to Klotz, and that's in high, deep, way back. Center field, Gilbert running. It's well over his head, and one hops the fence. Klotz takes the turn at second and will now stop there with a leadoff double as he pounded that ball to deep, deep center field. Just the third hit, but 2 of them have gone for extra bases now for Royal Valley. They had a one-out double in the second. Now they get a leadoff runner aboard here in the fourth. First time they've had their leadoff runner aboard, and a courtesy runner for the catcher in for Royal Valley as well. And the batter's Jace Wagg. Fouled out to first, his first time up. Next pitch by Devin Watkins. Fouled away on the right side. The count is 1-1. Having trouble figuring out who that courtesy runner is. He's been out there a couple times today, but I believe it's a number that is not listed on the Jeff West or on the Royal Valley roster, at least in the program. Check my lineup card that I got a picture of here in a moment. The 1-1 pitch by Watkins. Off speed and a little bit high, 2-1. Hard hit ball, and a backhanded stop by the shortstop. He won't have a chance for a play, but he chases back the runner to second base. So it'll be an infield single for Jace Wagg. Nice barehanded, or not barehanded, but backhanded play by Stones there at shortstop just to keep that ball in the infield and keep the courtesy runner at second. So, two on, nobody out. Here's Preston Golden, the pitcher, a chance to help himself out. A couple big hits away from Royal Valley, maybe getting back in this game. They beat Marysville 10-0 earlier today, but now trailing 6-0 to Jeff West here in the semifinal. Pop up on the infield, this won't help. It'll be called for by Roberts, the first baseman, just a couple steps behind the bag, and on one pitch, Golden flies out, and there's one away. Cooper Doherty with one out. Runners at first and second. Cooper struck out despite jumping ahead 3-0 his first time up. A couple signs from Kenny Swart over at third base. Royal Valley a top seed here in this regional. 14 wins now on the year. Watkins has held this potent offense in check thus far. Swing and a miss by Doherty. Just three strikeouts so far for Devin Watkins in this game, but he's only allowed three hits. And here's the big stat, zero free passes allowed. And a big swing and a miss. Boy, Doherty kind of reaching, not a pretty swing there, and he's in a 0-2 hole. Just one out, runners at first and second. Royal Valley only had three base runners in this game prior to this inning. They got two on here after the double and single. And Watkins pitches and a foul tip as Doherty fighting it off to stay alive. Ethan Nooner next for Royal Valley. Just one error in this game. That was committed by Jeff West. Ball hit to third. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Devin Watkins. And strike three call. Working the lower part of the zone. Doherty looking out there, but didn't want to chase, and instead a strikeout victim. Two outs, still two on. Four Ks now by Devin Watkins. It's up to Ethan Nooner here for the moment. Nooner grounded out to third, his first time up. Watkins trying to get around some big trouble. Double and a single, but those runners still at second and first base. Not only have the Panthers not brought him in, they haven't really been able to even advance him. One strike pitch inside to Nooner, it's 1-1. Klotz doubled, but then on Jace Wagg's infield single to the shortstop, the runner was not able to advance. Since then, we've had an infield pop-up and a strikeout. Now a grounder, it's through between Galley and Stones, and around third to score. Panthers are on the board. It's a 6-1 ball game on an RBI single by Ethan Nooner. Panthers have been really good with two outs producing runs today, and they get a big one there. Stevens is what the lineup card says, but he's not on the official program roster, so whoever Stevens is the courtesy runner that just came around to score there. And now pop foul out of play for Parker Long. He is the sixth batter of the inning. Panthers have got one across, trailing 6-1. And that pitch in for a strike, quickly 0-2. So three hits in the inning, now a total of five hits in the game for Royal Valley. Got 10 runs against Marysville earlier today and pounded out a total of 11 hits in that game. Foul tip, and it's still nothing and two here to Parker Long. Watkins looking for out number three. Here's a big 0-2 pitch and just missed. Jace Legg is at second base and Ethan Nooner's at first, but there's two outs and 1-2 is the count to number eight hitter Parker Long. Long had the game winning two out RBI single for Royal Valley to end the game, run ruling Marysville 10-0 earlier. Here's the 1-2 pitch and Watkins misses low. Good job by Boyer to drop down, the sophomore there, using his body to block the ball, keep it in front of him, and keep runners at second and first base. The count evens now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aiden McKenzie would be next if the Panthers can extend this inning. Took themselves a pretty big hole, down 5-0 after two innings. Still down 5 now here in the bottom of the fourth. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. And they'll be down 5 heading to inning number 5 as despite one run on three hits for Royal Valley here in the home half of the fourth, they leave a couple runners on. And the score is Jeff West 6, Royal Valley 1. We head to inning number 5 after this one-minute timeout on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
These days, it seems every bank you see is changing its name. Not so at Denison State Bank. Our name hasn't changed since the day we were founded in 1901. We remain locally owned, locally operated, and locally focused.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Your sports authority. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Along with studio engineer Colin Feldkamp, Justin Fluke back with you. We've been on the air since 2 o'clock, so 6 hours in the books here with the triple header on 103.9 KNZA, streaming online at mscsports.net. We head to the fifth inning here in our final game of the night, semifinal. Jeff West, the number 4 seed, leading Royal Valley 6-1. Tigers will have Dalton Batman leading off here in the top of the fifth, and he fouls the first pitch back. 0-for-1 with the walk is Dalton Batman today. He'll be followed by Brody Boyer and Aiden Keating here in the semifinal. Tigers trying to avenge two Big 7 regular season losses. Swing and a miss by Batman makes it 0-2. 6 runs, 7 hits, Jeff West. 1 run, 5 hits, Royal Valley. Got by the catcher, Klotz there. His count is 1 and 2. And misses in the dirt this time. It's 2 and 2. Preston Golden is now at 86 pitches. He was at 82 coming into this fifth inning. And there's a swing and a miss. Strikeout number 8. So the 8 Ks is a mighty fine number for Preston Golden. And he hasn't given up any free passes since the second inning. So he's kind of settled in a little bit there as well. 8 strikeouts, and now Brody Boyer with one down and the bases empty here in the fifth. Boyer, the catcher, takes outside for a ball. Two runs, two hits in the first. Three runs, three hits in the second. It was a 5-0 Jeff West lead before Royal Valley had much time at all. Foul ball back and out of play. It's 1-1 here to Boyer. Try to get you an update on Sabetha Riley County here in a little bit as well. That semifinal, the other game in this 3A baseball regional going on at Somerset Park on 92.1. KMZA, as Boyer swings and misses for strike two. Winston Golden whips the leg, brings it in, fouled off the end of the bat towards the Tiger first base dugout. The count remains 1-2 with one out. Now all the infield is shaded. Only a couple outfielders happy to still battle the sun here that sets behind us. Look at this field to the east here in Marysville. Pitch by Golden. Inside, almost hit Boyer, but he kind of wiggled out of the way. The count's now 2-2. And this will be pitch number 93 for Preston Golden today. Delivery, fastball, called strike three. Another punch out. This one a backwards K. Boyer caught looking on the outside corner. 9 strikeouts, including 2 in a row here in the top of the fifth. And now Golden will look for his second 1-2-3 inning of the day as he will face Aiden Keating, the designated hitter. 9 strikeouts, 3 free passes, 2 of those have scored. 7 hits allowed by Golden. And a first pitch strike in there to Keating. Here's the scoring update, and it is Sabetha 2, Riley County 0. Top of the second inning, so they're a ways behind us. Here's another strike in there at the lower part of the zone. It's 0-2. So 2-0, Sabetha leads Riley County in the other semifinal. Riley County beat Nemaw in extra innings today. It's a little high. 1-2 now as Golden tries to strike out the side. Answers will have 9-1-2. To bat here in the bottom of the fifth. Powell out of play on the right side off the bat of Keating. Stay alive at 1-2. Just a slight 5 or so mile an hour breeze blowing in. Here's a foul on the third base side. Keating still battling. Count remains 1-2. Wind is blowing in from left field towards home plate. Another 1-2 pitch. Golden lines, deals. Swing and a miss. High heat. Preston Golden strikes out the side in order. He's got 10 Ks. But can Royal Valley find any offense? Jeff West leading the top-seeded Panthers 6-1 as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning after a 1-minute timeout here on KNZA.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in. Talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us. Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back with studio engineer Colin Feldkamp. Justin Fluke with you here at Feldhausen Field in Marysville. Rogue Valley will have Aiden McKenzie due up, the number 9 hitter here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Just 9 outs for Royal Valley. 3 more chances at the plate. They trail 6-1 here to Jeff West. Devin Watkins has been in control. First pitch a little bit high, though, here in the fifth. His 54th pitch of the contest. Devin Watkins. And a fly ball to deep left. Euler going back underneath it, makes the catch. So McKenzie put a pretty good charge into it, but he flies out to left field, and there's one away here in the bottom of the fifth. Just 8 outs left for Royal Valley to play with. There's a couple breaks can change momentum in any game, or a couple big plays or big hits, and that's what the Panthers have been looking for really throughout this whole game. They've not been able to piece anything together. 2 of their 5 hits have been doubles. Big swing and a miss there by Kendon Wagg. He's 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts. But 5 hits, I guess they pieced together 3 hits last inning in the 4th, including 2 leadoff hits, but only scored 1 run. Had 1 run in, or 1 hit in the 1st, 1 hit in the 2nd, 1 base runner in the 3rd. Everything's just kind of been strung out. Strike in there, so it's 0-2 as Watkins works quickly here with 1 out, bases empty, and now steps off. Trying to get on the same page with Boyer, his catcher. Now everyone is ready. Here's Watkins with the 0-2 delivery. In there, called strike 3. Kendon Wagg has struck out 3 times in 3 at-bats in this game. Just 5 total strikeouts now for Devin Watkins. He's got 2 quick outs, looking for a 1-2-3 inning here in the 5th. And in a great spot, which is 58 pitches thrown total here in this game. Semi-final, winner to the championship Wednesday at 5 p.m. Ground ball, 1 hopper to the second baseman, glove by Batman, takes his time, throws to first. That was a 5-pitch inning. And a 1-2-3 inning for Devin Watkins and the Tigers. They keep momentum on their side. And we quickly advance to inning number 6 with our score, Jeff West 6 and Royal Valley 1 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage has open units for valuables that can't resist cold or heat. Check out 3 sizes of the temp controlled and insect-free storage units. Call John McManigal at 969-6400 for South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage, located in the former Eagles Lodge.
Lasting Impressions of Holton provides custom products to help you build your business image. Sports teams stand out and organizations shine. We offer screen printing, embroidery, banners, vinyl decals, and many other promotional products. Open Monday through Saturday in Holton or online at lastingimpressionsofks.com.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for medical pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
K-N-Z-A.
Pitching change for Royal Valley. Preston Golden went five innings. Finished pretty strong. He actually struck out five of the last seven batters that he faced. He ended up with 10 strikeouts today, three free passes, but gave up six runs on seven hits in five innings. So Preston Golden is now at first base. He switches spots with Jace Wag, and it'll be Jace Wag that is the pitcher here for Royal Valley, trying to keep this a five-run game. Tigers of Jeff West leading as the number four seed by a 6-1 score. Number eight hitter Eli Roberts leads off. Big swing and a miss for strike one. Watkins, in fact, Golden struck out the side. All three batters he faced in his last inning, the fifth, but he was at 97 pitches. There's a base hit up the middle. Roberts is on with a leadoff hit. Third time that the Tigers have had their leadoff runner aboard. Base hit is their eighth hit of the contest. And the first today for Eli Roberts. Now Cole Gilbert, hit by a pitch and scored, singled and scored. And looks like a pinch runner coming on for Roberts. Excuse me, this is Kendon Wag on the pitch, not Jace. Kendon, who is a shortstop that is pitch down and in. Ball one to Cole Gilbert. So one on, nobody out for Jeff West. That's checking on the Curtis the runner here. I think Sam Brockstrom in there again to do that. Bunt shown, but pulled back. 2-0. Nope, this is Drew Beelman, the freshman. Drew Beelman in there to courtesy run. Strike. 2-1 now to Cole Gilbert, center fielder for Jeff West. Tigers two runs in the first, three runs in the second, added one in the fourth, and then gave one back. Led 2-0, 5-0, 6-0, and now 6-1. Wiggs pitch bunted up the first base side. It may stay fair. Oh, it hit that grass in a collision between Klotz and Wegg, and it did roll into foul territory. That was Royal Valley's best chance, as they were not going to be able to get it out. That ball rolling, when it left the edge of the grass, it kind of kicked off across the chalk line there before the Panthers touched it. So we're even now at 2-2. Billman, the courtesy runner, goes back to first. Different call here for Coach Dan Hypes from over at third, as now all nine fielders and players out there are in the shade. Not much sun left except a couple rays. There's a bunt popped up and foul. That's going to be an out. So a lot of confidence in Coach Hypes. Several times today we've seen him go ahead and call that bunt with two strikes against a batter, but this time a foul ball on a bunt with two strikes will result in an out. So out is Cole Gilbert, and there's one away here in the inning. Back to the top of the lineup. Connor Reich on twice. Almost would have been on with the bunt, but was called out for runner's interference his last time up. That was a big play. And he takes high here for ball one. Hunter Watkins scored, Singleton scored, then had the runner's interference after bunting and ball that went into right field that would have given Jeff West guys at second and third with nobody out. Did that runner at first with one out and mustered only one run in that inning. This pitch a strike, so it's 1-1 here to Connor, the freshman for Jeff West. Lone freshman in the starting lineup for this semifinal game. Hayden Stones is on deck. Tigers looking to add to a 5-run lead. Need 6 outs to get the win. And a foul straight back. It's 1-2 here to Connor. Kendon Wegg on in relief of Preston Golden. Runner held on at first. And a strikeout. Beauty pitch there. Boy, first good breaking ball is seen snapped in there by Kendon Wegg, and it literally froze. Connor Reich struck him out looking. So 2 outs here in the top of the 6th inning. It'll be Caden Stones. So Golden went to first, and I think it's Jace Wagg that's playing short now for Royal Valley. Another breaking ball. How about that? Kendon whips another one right in there across the plate. Stones has struck out his last 2 appearances. He's 1-for-3 with a double back in the first. It's time for these guys to face somebody besides Preston Golden. Not near as hard a throw, but another breaking ball. And Wag just throwing junk, and it's beautiful, and it's working for swings and misses. He's ahead 0-2 to Kendon Stones, looking to get out of this inning. Royal Valley has just 2 more tries at the plate. 6th and 7th as the home team and the top seed. Pitch outside, runner going, throw down, past the shortstop, past the second baseman, into center field, but coming in hard was Long to make sure that the runner didn't advance. Pretty good throw by Klotz. Oh, shortstop a little bit late getting over there to take the throw. Didn't really have a chance to apply the tag. It's 1-2 here to Caden Stones. It may go back to that breaking ball here pretty quick. Boy, he really had that thing dropping right out of the zone. And there's a pitch barely missed low. He took 3 steps to the dugout, thought he had it. 2-2 instead. Boy, that pitch was awful close. 6-1, Jeff West leading, batting with 1 on second and 2 down in the 6th inning. Breaking ball that didn't drop that time, and now we're full at 3-2. Outfield playing straight up, pretty shallow in center. Payoff pitch, swung on and missed. Wag's hat goes flying off. A lot of talk between him and the Jeff West dugout right now as he gets a couple strikeouts there to end the frame. But the Tigers have the scoreboard in their corner right now. They lead it 6-1 as we go to the bottom of the 6th here on KNZA.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports, your sports authority, Kansasland Radio.
Two Two more tries for Royal Valley. They'll have the heart of their order here in the bottom of the sixth. It's Brady Klotz, followed by Jace Wagg and Preston Golden. Devin Watkins has gone the distance. Pitch number 60 of the game will be the first one in the sixth inning. And it's a big swing and a miss by Brady Klotz, who doubled his last time up and scored Royal Valley's only run of this game. 6-1, Jeff West with the lead. Watkins has gone the distance, striking out 5-0, free passes allowed. Big swing again by Klotz, comes up empty, it's nothing and two. High heat there, but Klotz didn't quite time the swing. And now in an 0-2 hole. Lights are on here at Feldhausen Field in Marysville. Temperature dropping in the 70s after we touched 80 earlier here this afternoon. Beautiful day. And a foul ball. Klotz stays alive, sending it straight back behind us. First game of the day saw Jeff West beat Hiawatha 3-1 in the 4-5 seed matchup. And top seed Royal Valley took care of Marysville in six innings, 10-0. Now into the semifinal, and it's 6-1. Jeff West leading top seed Royal Valley here in the bottom of the sixth. Another 0-2 pitch to Klotz. Watkins misses low. Nice stop by Boyer, who's caught both games with the Tigers today. Winner will come back here and play either Sabeth or Riley County on Wednesday at 5 p.m. Riley County's taking the lead over Sabeth now 4-2. Wind up in the pitch by Devin Watkins. Big swing and a miss. Strikeout number 6. Klotz has had a pretty tough day at the plate. He's out number 1 here in the bottom of the 6th inning. That'll bring up Jace Wack. So Sabeth led 2-0 early in that game. And now Riley County scored 4 unanswered to take a 4-2 lead. Riley County knocked off Nemaw Central, the number 3 seed, in extra innings. And now leading number 2 seed Sabeth. So Riley County, the number 6 seed, having success there. Pitch a little high, bounces out of the catcher's glove. Jace Wagg is 1-for-2. He singled his last time up. Preston Golden on deck. Hard hit ball, but right at the first baseman. Nice play by Roberts there to snag it on a line drive for out number 2. Roberts has been really good defensively as the sophomore starting in this game at first base. Looking for another 1-2-3 inning. Watkins has already recorded 2 of those. And don't look now, but Devin Watkins has retired 6 consecutive batters. He's just 4 more outs for the win. They've seen Preston Golden. And a pitch on the outside part of the plate called strike 1. Preston Golden doubled in the second. Couldn't move any further than that. He's 1-for-2. Hard hit ball to center. Gilbert reaches up and makes the catch. Nice play. Boy, the Tiger defense has been fantastic here in this semifinal game. Roll Valley's put it in play, but the Tigers have been good behind starter Devin Watkins, and they're 3 outs away from an upset victory over the top seed Royal Valley. Panthers will have 6, 7, and 8 in their final at-bat. But Jeff West comes to the plate next, leading 6-1. We head to the 7th and final inning after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we take a lot of pride in our hometown service. From our upfront sales department to our friendly and professional parts and service, we work diligently every day to make you the customer number one. So when you're ready to make your next car, SUV, or truck purchase, think Foster Ford. Stop and visit with Ray, Scott, Jordan, or me, Lonnie Coder, on Highway 75 in Holton, or check us out online at fosterfordinc.com.
Now is a great time to tap into the equity in your home. Make your home work for you. Rates are historically low, and your opportunity to refinance your home loan is now. Use your cash to make a home improvement, consolidate debt, and get a better rate while doing it. GN Bank gives exceptional customer service, and your payment will always be made directly to us. We service your loan from start to finish. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
One, two, three, four!
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
On to the seventh and final inning we go. Jeff West looking for a little insurance at this point. They'll take at least a five-run lead into the bottom of the seventh. They lead 6-1, and it's Devin Watkins who's pitched to Jim leading off, swings twice, misses twice, and is down on the count, nothing and two. Facing Kendon Wagg, who's pitching his second inning in relief of Preston Golden. Third pitch to Devin Watkins, and this one's high. Watkins is 2-for-3 in this game, an RBI double and an RBI single. Only way he's going to get an RBI in this at-bat is if he can hit a home run. Leadoff batter in the top of the seventh. Breaking ball, fouled away. Through six innings, Jeff West has 6 runs on 8 hits, and they've stranded 5. Royal Valley has 1 run on 5 hits, and they've left 4 on base. It's been a clean, well-played game. Jeff West took the early lead, and they've not really given up that momentum. Breaking ball misses outside. It's 2-2 now to Watkins. Two-two pitch. Fouled and backing away again. The at-bat stretches to a seventh pitch coming up here. Pitcher Devin Watkins having a great game. Senior starter's only thrown 68 pitches through 6 innings in this game for Jeff West. Grounds it to second. Fielded by Nooner. Throws to first plenty of time. And a 4-3 ground out, one away. Royals, by the way, now losing to the White Sox 3-0. A Rendall 2-run homer for Chicago as the White Sox up over the Royals now 3-0. You saw me, Monty Grandal, 2-run homer in the fourth. Royals have a doubleheader tomorrow. It's pitched a little bit high to Gage Galli, who's got 3 RBI in this contest. Officially 1-for-2. 2-run single. Back fly and a strikeout, and a big swing and a miss there for strike one. Dalton Bantman on deck, and then Brody Boyer. Tigers scored 2 in the first, 3 in the second. Both teams have gotten 1 run since the second inning. With 6-1, Tigers on top. Pitch way outside, 2-1 now the count to Galli. Facing Kendon Wagg for the first time in the contest. Pitch a fastball, deep left field, back goes McKenzie, it's over his head, and it stays fair. Extra bases, Gage Galli, and he'll put on the brakes, no need to push anything, as Jeff West leads comfortably by 5, just 1 out in the inning, and into second with a 1-out double goes Gage Galli. We've seen a couple really well-struck balls off the bat today. A couple for Royal Valley, doubles by Preston Golden and Brady Klotz, but Jeff West now has 4 doubles in this game. Boyer, Galli, Stones doubled in the first. Watkins doubled in the second. Here's Dalton Bantman, who's 0-for-2 with the walk. Twice he struck out, and he takes strike one. Preston Golden struck out 10, but gave up 3 free passes and surrendered 6 runs on 7 hits. He pitched the first 5 innings for Royal Valley. Now Kendon Wagg on in relief. And he missed a little bit there, high 1-1. The Royal Valley will be down to their final 3 outs. They will have their 6, 7, and 8 hitters, bottom half of the lineup. What happened to Galli at second? I looked down and missed something. He's heading to the dugout. Oh, okay, there we go. Pinch runner, yep. I thought Curtis, or pinch runner in there now for Jeff West at second base. Looking down total and stuff and stats. Sam Broxterman is the runner in at second for Galley. Coach Hypes wants to go through some signs for Sam now. Now the pitch, and right in there to the left-handed hitter. Batman in a 1-2 hole. Kendon Wagg gave up one run, but then struck out a couple to get out of his first inning of work in the sixth. And a ground out to start the seventh, but now a double. And a 1-2 pitch to Batman. Fouled straight back. Pretty sure nothing's been done, but at some point, maybe does the ball field get a little foul ball off third. Long chase, Doherty over there, and he makes a nice catch in foul territory. Nice play by Cooper Doherty to catch the foul out off of third, and there's two away here in the inning. Just thinking about all the nice updates that Jeff West has done, and with Mammoth there in Meriden, football field. I kind of wonder if at some point Mammoth doesn't use that baseball field in Ozaukee to show off what they can do with turf and options maybe down there. Maybe they already have it. I don't think so. I haven't been to Ozaukee for baseball in a while. Two outs now. Runner still at second. Pitch is high. 1-0 to Brody Boyer, who's 1-for-3 in this game. His RBI double hit came back in the first inning. Wag looking for one more out to keep it a 5-run deficit. And he's in there at the knees for a called strike to Boyer. I know at the whole K4, you know, sports complex and stuff, there's a lot of Mammoth youth, like softballs, baseball teams and stuff that utilize all those facilities. Here's a ball hit to center, long run for Long over to right field, and chasing it down is Parker Long. Makes a nice catch to retire the side. Roll Valley needs at least 5 runs to keep their season alive as we head to the bottom of the 7th. Jeff West Tigers still lead it 6-1 here on KNZA.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay it through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and Wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters or Fran Reitz today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the 7th inning, top-seeded Royal Valley Panthers with their season on the line. They'll need to produce at least 5 runs here in this bottom of the 7th. They will have Cooper Doherty, Ethan Nooner, Parker Long, and then number 9 hitter Aiden McKenzie due up here. And they're going to face Devin Watkins as they have throughout this entire contest. Watkins has only needed 68 pitches to get through 6 innings. He struck out 6 batters. He's not allowed any free passes, and that's been a big key. Panthers got their 1 run in the 4th inning, and it took them 3 hits to get that 1 run. There's a big swing and a miss by Doherty for strike one. Cooper struck out twice in this game against Watkins already. Watkins' next pitch. Fouled off to the first base side, out of play. It's nothing and two. Watkins trying to finished what he started, and that's after Jeff West used three pitchers in their 3-1 win over Hiawatha earlier today. None threw more than 60 pitches. But Dalton Batman went three innings, Caden Stones went two innings, and Tucker Holthouse went two innings for Jeff West. Woo! Right down the middle. Doherty took strike three in a beauty on an 0-2 pitch. Seven Ks now for Watkins, and he needs just two more outs to close the door. Ethan Nooner has one of the five Royal Valley hits in this game. Singled homer run in the fourth and is grounded to third. Pitch from Watkins swung on and fouled away right side. Watkins doing a terrific job jumping ahead of hitters, hasn't had many deep counts. He's worked with the count in his favor here most of the day. Tigers trying to advance as the number four seed. Could face the number six seed, Raleigh County. Could be the 4-6 seeds in the championship game here Wednesday night at 6 o'clock in Marysville. Second pitch just misses. Raleigh County in extra innings beat Nemaha Central earlier today, and now Raleigh County is ahead of Sabetha 4-2. During the fourth inning there, there's a ground to the short. Stones charges it, makes the throw, and a dig on one hop. What a play again by Roberts at first base. Phenomenal. Great dig on a hop there by the sophomore Roberts. 6-3 put out. Boy, Roberts, whether he's been stretching or digging or completing double plays, he has been flawless at first base today, making his defense look good. Now it's up to Parker Long, and Royal Valley's down to their final out of the season. Devin Watkins trying to finish the deal. Pitch number 75 is swung on and missed, strike one. We're going to wrap it up right after this game is over. Get you back into regular programming. More action. Softball on the airwaves tomorrow, weather permitting. Pitch a little low. 1-1 here to Parker Long, is 0-2 in this game. Made a nice running catch out in center field to end the top half of this seventh inning. Pitch swung on and missed, and now the Panthers down to their final strike. Would be win number 12 for Jeff West on the season. Royal Valley was attempting to get back to state for just the second time in school history. They made it in 2016. Won the Big 7 League this year. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Devin Watkins, ground ball right side. The first baseman, Roberts, fields it. Throws to the pitcher covering. Plenty of time. That's the game. Tigers win it. They lost twice to Royal Valley in Big 7 play during the regular season. Some gloves go flying, some bouncing and hopping around, and a celebration for Jeff West with a 3-1 put out to end the game. A 1-2-3 inning. Watkins retired the final 10 batters that he faced. Phenomenal. 77 pitches in 7 innings. Kevin Watkins was terrific, and Jeff West wins this game 6-1. Let's go ahead and give you the totals and wrap it up for Royal Valley. 1 run on 5 hits. They left 4 on base. For Jeff West, 6 runs on 9 hits. They left 6 on base. Devin Watkins goes the distance. He retires the final 10 batters of the game. He struck out 6. He did not allow a single free pass and only gave up 1 run on 5 hits. 77 pitches to get through 7 innings for Devin Watkins. Offensively for Jeff West, Watkins again the star. 2 for 4, 2 runs scored and 2 batted in. Gage Galley had 2 hits and 2 RBI. Cole Gilbert had a hit and scored twice. Brody Boyer had a hit and an RBI. Caden Stones and Connor Reich each had a hit and scored a run, as did Eli Roberts. For Royal Valley, their season will end 14 wins and 7 losses, a Big 7 League title, but unfortunately a couple games shorter than they had hoped here this season. Royal Valley with just 5 total hits, 1 for Rio Miller, a double for Brady Klotz, and scored the only Panther run. Jace Wagg had a hit. Preston Golden had a double. And Ethan Nooner had a hit as well. Preston Golden, the losing pitcher in five innings. He gave up 6 runs on 7 hits. 3 free passes hurt him. He struck out 10 before Kendon Wagg came in and pitched the final 2 innings, not giving up any runs and just 1 hit for Royal Valley in the loss. Again, the final 6-1, and that means it'll be Royal Valley ending their season 14-7, and it's Jeff West, the number 4 seed, now with 12 wins and 6 losses, and it'll be Jeff West awaiting the winner of Sabetha Riley County here in the 3A Regional Baseball Championship game. That's slated for 5 o'clock on Wednesday evening here at Marysville. We have a scoring update. So Sabetha led 2-0, and then Riley County scored 4 and led 4-2 over Sabetha. And now Sabetha just played in 4 runs, and they lead 6-4. So it's Sabetha 6, Riley County 4 in the 5th inning of that game. So Jeff West will await the winner of that game and play here Wednesday night in the championship. Hopefully, with weather permitting, we'll have softball tomorrow. My thanks to studio engineer Colin Feldkamp, Ryan Hurt also helping out earlier today. That'll wrap it up for us here today at Marysville. 3 games, a triple header. Hope you enjoyed it. It was Jeff West beating Hiawatha 3-1. Royal Valley run ruled Marysville 10-0 in 6 innings. But in the semifinal game, Jeff West knocks off the top seed Panthers, scoring 2 times in the first and adding 3 more in the second, and they win it by a final of 6-1.